everyone. Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. This is your host, Erica L. Hello, everyone. This is your girl, Erica L. As we close out the new year, I just wanted to share with my listeners how much I appreciate you, how much I adore you, and how I wish the best for you all in 2019. I just want to share a few thoughts with you. As we reflect back on 2018 was a year of transition, whether it be good, bad, or ugly. A lot of people have written visions and made it plain. A lot of people have shared different things with many people in confidence. Some people have gained more confidence in regards to what they want to share with people. People's faith have gotten stronger. Some people started living different lives. Some people came out of the closet. Some people opened Pandora's box. Some people closed them. I just wanted to let you guys know that whatever you've done in 2018, whether it be good or bad, reflect on it, but move forward. When I say move forward to bigger and better things. If you have a business venture you're interested in doing in the coming year, I suggest all my business owners to take the initiative to reach out to small business owners for advice, especially our Black-owned businesses. I think 2019 is a year that we can thrive. You know, we have the tendency to work well under pressure. So as the pressure is being applied, I encourage you guys to just move forward. Diamonds do not shine without pressure. So remember that. You know, gems are not made just pulled up from the ground. They go through a lot of dirty stuff. So although 2018 appeared to be dirty and rugged, it's preparing you for the next year, which is 2019, which is upon us within the next few hours. So I just want all my listeners to know that I again appreciate you guys. Look forward to some great things. You know, We Ain't Make This Ish Up is going to be live on our YouTube page. We have many other events that's coming forward. We're just excited about what's going to happen this year, coming year. I've already started making preparations, adding more segments and things of that nature. And since you are listening, I encourage you guys to share with me ideas. If you have comments, questions, if you're interested in being on a podcast, if you want to share your information, are you interested in commercials, sponsorships, whatever the case may be. Like I said, I'm open to love. I'm open to recharging anyone. I'm open to sharing this podcast platform with other people. I will say to you that it's important that we stick together, put differences aside. We as a African-American community, we don't do that enough. You know, we're always complaining about someone else's race, but I say that we need to deal with our race. We have some issues within our race that we need to deal with, and I hope those things become more apparent to you. I hope that you pray more, meditate more, know who your creator is, tap into that, know that you have the power to change anything within yourself. You have the power to say, okay, January the 1st, I'm going to lose 30 pounds. Don't go to the gym for a month and then stop. Continue to move forward on those goals, whatever they may be. I have envisioned, I see more men owning businesses. I don't know where this is coming from, but I think men are starting to, the light bulb is starting to go off and say, hey, you know, we need to get more so into apprenticeship, plumbing, more hands-on jobs, contractors, general contractors. I see more African-American males stepping up and doing these jobs. I also see females, you know, rise and continue to rising to the top. Big shout out to Michelle Obama. She is amazing. So I think that she, along with many other black females, are creating wonderful platforms for us. I will encourage our females also to be able to bond together in regards to your businesses as well. Sharing mommy time, you know, sharing different things. We have children that I also hear that are dealing with a lot of mental health issues. I really hope that we bring a more of a better platform for that, for our children, to support our children. I mean, we have a lot of children out here that have so many issues that they're dealing with on a daily basis, anxiety, depression, things of that nature. So I hope we as mothers be able to recognize that and call it out and be able to be a support to our children in that manner. It's so many things I want to share with you guys. I didn't want to take too much of a time to do this. I've lost a few friends, F cancer. I've lost a lot, but I've also gained a lot of wisdom, and I, hope that I can, share that with other people. I see things are coming around in a full circle. People that I haven't spoken to or have had close friendships with are coming back into my life. And I know it's for a reason. I envision better relationships, better communication. I've learned a lot this year. Sometimes it's best to let go of the people that you may even love the most. Some people that you love the most and closest to you is not necessarily the ones that you need to be with. So that's another thing that I want to share with my listeners, to kind of tap into that. If you see the signs, if the signs are there, pay attention to them, don't ignore them. And if you want to address those signs that you see, call it out, call the person out, have a conversation, communicate, let the person know how you're feeling. You know, I'm a strong believer in that. You know, before things go any further, people get into relationships and build bonds, and they know, they see the train wreck coming, and they just decide not to say anything. But I'm, you know, even when it comes to marriage, those of you who are engaged or looking to be engaged, or, you know, talking about marriage, things of that nature in particular, I'm just speaking from personal experiences. If you see the signs, if you see the warning signs, pay attention to those. Call them out. Communicate. If the partner is not willing to listen or take in what you're saying and at least be able to have a clear conversation about it, have some dialogue, you know, some feedback in regards to it, or even, you know, make possible adjustments, you know, and hope for the best for change. Because remember, we can't change people. We only can change ourselves. So with that being said, you know, you need to, you know, think about those type of things, you know, measuring true friendships. Some people say, oh, that's my best friend because I've known them for 40 years. And then later on down the line, you find out that's not really who you thought that person was, or what have you. Relationships can be built over a course of a small period of time. You know, just take that into consideration. Use more natural products. I'm personally, you know, using more, you know, being more cognizant of what I use on my skin, on my hair, etc. So those are some things that, you know, I would like for people to take a look at. Even, you know, making your own products and sharing them with your family, your friends, or what have you. I want to say thank you to everyone that's been on the podcast. Special thank you to Tawana Bonaparte. She's put some fire under me. I really appreciate it. Miss Singletary, as far as what you're doing, as far as your health and wellness, I see great things for you. Remember, everybody, walk by faith and not by sight. Even though things may not look the way they're supposed to, doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. I encourage people, especially men, like if you have a vision, don't just keep it in your head, write it down. You know, we as females, we write things down, and guys like, I already know, I already got the plan. But sometimes it's good to strategically write it out. You know, whiteboards are good, whatever the case may be, even if you just want to write it on a piece of paper and put it in your wallet or whatever. But I'm encouraging more males to actually take your time and write what you're interested in doing, where you see yourself from, see yourself at, and where you want to go, and what steps you need to take. And I also encourage everyone to tap into different cultures. You know, the Latino community, tapping into learning more about the African-American community, and vice versa, et cetera, so on and so forth. I'm highly, highly encouraging that as well. So I'm not going to hold you guys any longer. I hope everyone has a safe and wonderful night. And however you're going to bring the New Year's in, be safe, be responsible. Go into 2019 with a blast. Love hard. You know, be passionate about everything you do, no matter what it is. I love you guys. Best wishes. And 2019 is going to be amazing. Again, this is your girl, Erica L. from Brown Girl Table Talk. Thank you, listeners, again.
Thank you for listening to Brown Girl Table Talk. If you're interested in being on Brown Girl Table Talk, please feel free to reach out to me on any social media outlet, or you can go to our website at bgtt.onuniverse.com. Again, that's bgtt.onuniverse.com. Thank you. Looking forward to hearing from you.
Brown Girl Table Talk is not intended to replace any mental health service of any kind. If you're looking for assistance, we can point you in the right direction. Take care.